home. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Wow, you're a little testy today. What's up with you? You've been taking your vitamins? What is it with you?
I always love Mondays when I come in and you're like, what about this? What about that?
But I was very nice. I was very careful to be very nice in all of my correspondence. Obviously, it doesn't make any difference. I could have been an a-hole.
No. You were very nice. It was just like getting all of them out of a machine gun.
All right, let's get at Monday. It's a wonderful Monday, September the 16th. The Ides were yesterday. Today, we enter the second half of the ninth month of the year of our Lord, 2013, or the year in the Jewish calendar of 5747 or 67 or something. I asked that question. I've had that clarified a number of times. Chinese year. How close is the Chinese year to the Jewish calendar? Anybody know? I know it's like, isn't it the year 5829 of the rat or something?
I looked at the calendar when I was ordering my Kung Pao chicken last time.
Check that out, would you please, Richie? Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler,
Roberta Fasinelli,
and Ken. Did I say Ken already? I give him double billing.
He did, but he gets double billing.
I'm here twice.
And you? Well, that's nice. Eight. You can make up for Roberta, who's only here half of the time. 888-302-3684. Coming up, the basic bottom line here, as far as the information you need to know with regard to Syria, situation contained. Not that it wasn't beforehand. What really bugs me about all of this is that there's so much attention being paid to how 1,400 civilians were killed with the gas. Yeah, that's horrible. But there have been 100 times that many people killed, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And who's paying any attention to that? They get shot. So we're still sending, we are sending the rebels, including Al-Qaeda, guns, ammunition, all kinds of war.
Well, if you listen to the White House.
What's it called, though? It's ordnance. We're sending them ordnance.
They will tell you it's small arms.
Well, I don't care. I'm paying for it, and I don't want it to go.
The reason it's slowly getting to them is because they're trying to make sure it reaches the, this is kind of a contradiction to terms, but the moderate rebel groups.
All right, okay. Man, what a bunch of
extreme rebel groups.
And I think we're all stupid. Hey. All right, so Roberta's here representing our New York contingent.
Yes.
First thing she has to do is present us with what may be the most exciting Queen of Cheap report, at least for a week, since it's been almost a week since she gave us a Queen of Cheap report.
Okay. Actually, I was here Thursday.
You were?
Yeah.
There you are.
Wednesday.
No. Yes. Now you're a winner.
Okay. That's right.
Where's your chicken dinner?
We got things from Michael's, but this is a really good one. We've got free e-books. We've got free candy. We've got all sorts of things. We've got the Thursday and Friday Queen of Sheeps, too, to tell you about also.
Queen of Sheeps?
Queen of Sheeps. The Queen of Sheeps.
She is the Queen of Sheep as well. That's right.
We will give you an update on that for the items of interest and import. That are still relevant are all posted, and our Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasinelli, will go through them with you. I believe Jennifer is back a week from today. Is that correct? Everybody got that on their calendars? That sound right?
Yeah, Jennifer will be back a week from today, and I'll be gone next
27th.
Oh, perfect.
Because right. I'm moving.
Moving.
Yes, we're moving.
Yeah. That's.
Next week is the big move.
Leave that one alone. So, in New York City. In New York City this weekend, police officers shot an emotionally disturbed man in Times Square and a couple of other folks walking through Times Square just for the fun of it. Let's shoot a couple of more people who are innocent. The New York police look very bad in this one, Roberta.
No, they don't look good at all. No. Yeah. No.
If I were running New York police, I'd fire these two guys today.
It's not good to shoot tourists.
Well, it isn't so much that. They shot this guy who obviously was emotionally upset, and he reached into his pocket, so they shot at him, missed him, and shot these two women.
Oh.
And so, hello. What do you? This isn't like the old streets of Denver. Or
it takes me back to the
Oklahoma City,
to the line in Hunt for Red October, where the captain of the boat tells what's his face, bullets don't do well here.
In a submarine.
Same thing goes for Times Square.
Yeah.
You start firing off a couple of rounds in Times Square, there's a lot of things you can hit. Yeah.
You're going to hit somebody.
What?
What happened?
I think I missed something there. All right. So the situation bothers me in that it's all too often some police who are not particularly well trained do things, and then afterwards somebody's got to sweep up the mess. And in this circumstance, I think that's what you got there. All right. Other New York news: the oldest cab driver in New York, as a matter of fact, probably the oldest cab driver anywhere, is a fellow named Johnny Footman. Or I probably should use the past tense because Johnny's no longer with us. He's assumed room temperature. He was known to his friends as Spider.
Did he have a fare in the back when he passed?
You think a lot of them
do. Still running.
He was 94 years old.
And he was still driving a cab.
Apparently.
Oh, good
Kenny,
Lord.
What's the story behind the story here?
He never quit. He cut back a little bit. He got his license renewed, like in the last 6 months.
They renewed his license at 94.
Yeah, and
God
he,
love him.
Wow.
He wasn't driving every day, but he would show up every day, and hang out. And he drove once or twice a week.
It was probably better than the cab driver I got the other day when I said I need to go to the Time Warner Center. And he said, oh, could you tell me how to get there? It's my first day on the job.
I said, pull over and get out of the cab. I've done that more than once. Some of these guys are so, yeah. You got to tell them, okay, here's the address. Fine. Well, what's the corner of the street? Well, I don't know. I'm not from New York. What are you asking me for? And I remember a guy pulled over and said, you'll have to get out. I don't know where I'm going. I remember.
Well, things in New York, if you give somebody an address, like 202 Park Avenue, no New Yorker will give you an address. They'll say, you know, Park and 74th.
Right.
Yeah. You know, not even corner of, just Park and 74th.
So you can always tell the tourists. And if the tourists don't know any better, the cab drivers will drive them around in circles to bring up the fare.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Or take the way that they know has the most traffic.
I always turn on my GPS when I'm in a cab in New York.
Yeah.
The fastest way.
Good. That's good.
But always know what the cross street is. Just don't give the address. Know the cross streets.
And it turns out Miss New York is the new Miss America. If there was ever a time when I saw something on television that I thought was completely irrelevant, this is it. Watching that or going back and forth across that. I was just waiting for the good wife.
I want to find out why.
Why?
Yeah, why do you think it's irrelevant?
Because these beauty pageants are irrelevant.
Really?
Yeah. I don't find the women attractive, number one.
Because they're all too skinny.
Yeah. And plus the fact, is it just me? If I'm politically correct about anything, it may be this stuff.
The objectification of women on
meat market.
Television.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's why they have the talent contest, and that's why they ask their
opinions
on world views.
Yeah, right. My opinion of the world news is, I'm sorry about what's happening in Syria. That's the headline.
I want to know why they don't have a Mr. America.
That's a good idea.
They used to. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to be the Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
But I want the whole brouhaha with the TV, Atlantic City. Universe.
Well, now they have we were talking about this last week.
And
now
I want them to wear a crown.
They have a Victoria's Secret. And the Victoria's Secret thing, they don't need to pretend that it's all about finding the most well-rounded woman intellectually and physically. It's all about the...
Tommy, Miss America is an intellect.
I've met a few. You've met a few.
I've met a few of them. Yeah, I've interviewed a few.
They're very nice. Very smart women.
I didn't say they were nice. This is not about being nice. It's about being relevant.
Although we always get a YouTube sensation the next day when one of them goofs up on the question and answer part.
Yeah. Tell me what the capital of New York is.
Remember?
Oh,
remember,
New York.
No. Remember? The Iraq.
Yes, right. I remember the Iraq. Yeah, great. 16 past the hour. Roberta checks our Queen of Cheap details. I'm talking about really getting into the details of how you save a lot of money.
We got a lot of them.
Coming up just a couple of minutes here on Good Day.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. I sit on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man, cradling him tighter than a running back, heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, wow, wow.
Roberta,
at least she's obviously feeling better.
All right, Roberta has the details of lots of bargains, so if you're into this sort of thing, listen up, boys and girls.
We got a Michael's coupon for you. This is a big one, 50% off any regularly priced item.
I love those coupons.
Oh, love those Michael's coupons.
They're so great, especially back to school time.
Save a bundle of money.
Bulletin, back to school is over.
I'm still buying stuff.
Still buying stuff because the kids are getting their
lists.
Yeah.
Mom, I need this. Dad, I need this.
Still going on. We also have Cave Lady Cooking. You've heard about the caveman diet? Well, if you're a cave lady, this will tell you how to feed your man the caveman diet. Speaking of the caveman diet, we have free Snickers Bites. So they're giving away 10,000 coupons each day. We tell you how to go get them.
What would I do with 10,000 Snickers bars?
Have a wonderful time.
Give them away.
If your man needs a new ring, we've got stainless steel tungsten titanium men's rings. I just got my husband a stainless steel ring. They are awesome.
You're still getting your husband presents?
Penny. Really? Yes. Yeah, for his anniversary, I got him a stainless steel ring. We have free buffalo bites at Outback Steakhouse. Yes, only a penny. On Thursday nights, we tell you how to get a $1 Amazon gift card absolutely free. Got to do it on your mobile phone, though. Moe's Free Queso Day, that's going to be on the 19th coming up this week. Crocs, who wears Crocs? Well, if you still do, you get them more than 50% off. We have a fruit-free, gluten-free diet cookbook. Papa John's, 50% off any large pizza goes through the end of the month. We tell you how to get that. And free Arby's Roast Beef Classic. Sign up with them. They give you a free sandwich. Can't beat that. And you'll find all these wonderful ways to save money, get things free, get things cheap at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
All right. You can check out Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, as well. He disagrees with Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken's all about getting your immune shots, your flu shots. Phil agrees with me. The best way to get immune is to build up your immune system with eating good food, and he'll tell you where to get the best food to boost your immune system, your children's immune system, because we know what they're all exposed to when they go back to school. Woof. 21 after the hour, and good day.
In EC e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, our overview of what's going on. The next half hour, we'll examine what's being done to raise the Costa Concordia and also figure out whether you want to go on a cruise this winter, sort of tying the items together. Meanwhile, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com focuses on an a cappella group. Now, there are a lot of a cappella groups on YouTube, but the video we have for you today at DougSteffen.com is different than the others, and maybe a first in a manner of speaking. Southern California's Moon Rays perform Roller Coaster a cappella. They're singing the coaster's Charlie Brown while they're on a roller coaster.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, we're going up the thing.
Oh. All right. BB55BOM. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Charlie Brown.
He's a clown. Yeah, he's a clown. Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you and me.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Charlie Brown's getting in trouble. Poor Charlie Brown. Come when he just makes it double. Simmer down. Charlie Brown.
That's pretty cool. It's an interesting concept, isn't it?
It's a wimpy roller coaster, though. It's like a kid's roller coaster.
Oh, well. That's all right, Richie. You can go ride on the big man's roller coaster.
No, but I want to see him, like, on the border of throwing up while they're getting ready to sing.
Right, that's what you
he's
want
a clown.
That's it. 26 after. All right, I have a list of some of the most ironic celebrity deaths ever recorded, and I thought perhaps I ought to pass these along. This is what either has happened or might have happened to these, or may happen to some of these celebrities. For example, Ellen DeGeneres, as an ironic celebrity death, would suffocate in the closet.
Oh, I get it.
Susan Lucci.
I get it.
Trips and breaks her neck while running up the steps to accept an Emmy.
No.
Frank Sinatra was killed by strangers in the night. O.J. Simpson murdered by the real killer in an apparent suicide. The Unabomber gets killed by a bomb that was returned to him due to insufficient postage.
That would be poetic justice.
Al Gore dies of Dutch elm disease. And Bill Gates falls out of a window.
I get that.
Ah, move to there's
Richie. Out of a window.
He gets it.
Out of a window.
Television report in the next half hour here on the Good Day program. A little gossip. Paula Deen. Back in the public eye this weekend. I remember her career imploded after reports surfaced that she used a racial slur.
Yes.
She was at the Metro Cooking and Entertaining Show in Houston, where she was met with a standing ovation.
Yeah, a lot of people feel she got railroaded after
but
the
in a way,
she's got thrown out.
Yeah, I think kind of you can see that. She broke down in tears. These are tears of joy, y'all. She said, this is my first time out in 3 months. Roberta probably could do better.
These are tears of joy, y'all.
We are all experienced
out in 3 months
in pain, but somehow or other, pain has become a good thing because it makes you grow. You think that's true? I think pain does make you grow.
Don't you think?
To a certain extent.
It's not what you
until it kills you.
Yeah, until it kills you.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal. Who is in Brokeback Mountain, has been talking about the rumors that he's gay, and he calls it a huge compliment. I'm not sure.
Well, that means he was, you know, able to portray a gay person convincingly.
Yeah, right. Good actor. I think that's what it is. 28 after.
Had me fooled.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that your older cat or older dog takes more naps than he or she used to? Does Fluffy or Fido spend more time seeking the warmth of a radiator or a sunny spot to curl up in? Have you noticed that it takes more time for your dog or cat to get up and greet you when you come home from an outing? Does he or she appear stiff when first rising from a nap? Sounds like your pet is in his or her golden years. Your senior citizen pet has given you the best years of their lives. The very least you can do is provide them with the special care they need during their golden years. As your pet ages, it's important to make more frequent trips to the vet instead of once a year. I advocate at least twice a year, preferably 3 or 4 times. Early detection of your oldest health problems gives your pet the best chance for recovery. And since you know your pet best, you should let your vet know of any changes you've noticed or any suspicions you might have. And don't forget to play with your dog. You know, very often when they get older, we forget to play with them. Bring those new toys, and whether they play with them or not is secondary. They appreciate the fact you brought them home. And give them that special hug and kiss every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy healthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Too long. We're back at it here at 33 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You deserve to get all of the news and know what's going on, the important things. So that's our pledge here on Good Day, bringing some focus to a lot of things that are going on. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dudley Steffen here on the. You know, I'm going to change my answering service.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was working today. Is green fruit day. Green. I have green melon. Green grapes and kiwi, and as I was cutting the kiwi, I thought,
kiwi.
I need to change. I don't know why I thought about it when I was cutting the kiwi, but I thought, it's time to change the message. So look forward to that. Next time, Richie, you call, you'll hear something new and creative.
I can't wait.
I know you can. It'll be exciting. Meanwhile,
be a lottery ticket involved. Are you going to give away some kind of prize?
There's an idea. Why not? Colorado flooding problems. This thing is on to its 7th day,
That's
actually.
Amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And so what we've done at twitter.com/Good Day Show. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show is give some tips and offer you the space as well. Isn't that what we're doing, Kenny, on Facebook?
Yeah, we've posted on Facebook ways that you can help people in Colorado who are affected by the flooding. Some great information there. It links to an article in a Colorado newspaper, and it'd be great if you could share that. So even if whether or not you can help, maybe your friends and family can help.
Yeah.
But the more people that know about it, the better.
Yep. 500 people missing, can't find them. Tens of thousands of cars flooded and therefore junk. Homes going down the river like it was a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. It's just, you think you are looking at a movie. That's what
you
think.
By the way, if you live in that area, watch out in the next year for cars that are on the
that
have been flooded and repaired.
Yeah.
Right. It'll have
Colorado
a flood title.
Katrina.
Colorado's Katrina.
Yep. That's the question.
Well, there's the influence of the weather. We checked this out earlier. The pattern, the weather pattern, because there's a high pressure center over the northwest that stayed there, the weather from Mexico, both sides of Mexico, are getting slammed by bad storms.
Yep.
Hurricane on the east and a big, what would be considered sort of a quasi-hurricane on the Pacific side of things. And that moisture has been pushed up instead of down because of the high pressure in the northwest, and it just is a combination of all kinds of things. So it isn't really just Colorado. It's all the way up and down the 25 from north almost to the Canadian border, all the way down to El Paso, and even it goes into Mexico, obviously, because of the collision of those two storms there. So really bad weather in that part of the world.
One of our employees here at the network got married on a ranch just outside Denver, and they have a lot of weddings on this ranch and, and whatnot. It's gone now.
The ranch is gone?
Just last week, Saturday, she got married. Now the ranch is gone.
Gone.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, so there's that to consider. Check out our Facebook page. On Twitter, there is a lot of focus on the negative side of the Miss America contest. Miss New York, if you didn't know, is the new Miss America. We have that story for you at DougStefan.com. And I'm not, everybody's got a different sense.
And her first words when she got the crown, they said, "And it's Miss New York." She said, "You talking to me?"
Yeah. "You talking to me?"
You talking to me?
Apparently, with her background, she doesn't talk like that. A lot of slurs, Kenny, is that right? They're aimed at her because she's not a sort of Native American?
Yeah, apparently a lot of stupid people on Twitter were watching this last night and decided that she looked like a terrorist.
Oh, smart.
They started posting.
Was she wearing a vest with, like, explosives on it or something?
No, she had a beautiful yellow dress. Wow, she's quite the hottie.
Yeah, she's from India, but they decided that she was...
She was born in India and moved to New York, is that it?
Either that or her family is from India.
Nina Davuludi.
These people on Twitter decided that she looked like she was from the Middle East and she was a terrorist, and they were outraged that this could happen just after September 11th. And
Lord,
it's just ridiculous, the amount of posting that it's horrible.
All right, so what comments do you have from our listeners on either the Miss America or the flooding or Syria? Certainly Syria has been at the top of the heap in terms of consideration, but a lot of people now are looking at the Colorado flooding and thinking to themselves, man, am I glad I don't live there.
Not any comments about the flooding yet. People are starting to share the story we posted on Facebook, but plenty of comments about Syria still. Patty says there should be an agreement on all weapons. This is after they reached that agreement about the chemical weapons this weekend. Terry says this is all just a distraction from defunding Obamacare. And Keith says, the world is going to stand by and watch Syria transfer chemical weapons to Hezbollah.
Here we go. All right, so there's that and other things for you to consider at twitter.com/... how do you do that backwards all the time? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. The Miss America story is at DougStefan.com. Our poll today, what do you think was the most significant thing about last night's Miss America pageant? I'd be interested to see the ratings. I don't have them yet. I'll do the television report in about 6 or 7 minutes. Then maybe I'll find them, see if they're there. I just think it's over-the-top stuff, but that's just me. Here are your choices if you're somebody who follows our daily poll. A, the first Miss America of Indian heritage. This, again, is we're looking for the most significant thing about last night's Miss America pageant. B, the contestant from Kansas had tattoos. C, the finalist from Florida who wore a knee brace. D, the pageant moved back to Atlantic City. The woman from Kansas had tattoos? Really?
Yeah, she was a sergeant in the Army.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How'd she look in comparison to the rest of them?
She looked good. When she was doing the bathing suit part of the competition, the swimsuit,
really?
The pictures you can see on her side, tattoos.
But did she do well, generally speaking? Was she one of the finalists?
She was, I believe, she was voted America's Choice.
Really?
I guess they have, I don't follow the the pageant that closely, so I don't know how it works, but it sounds like kind of an American Idol thing where people can vote independent of whatever judges they have.
Mm-hmm. All right, something to check out. Look for those pictures. Meanwhile, a lot of people are talking today about this complex system of pulleys and counterweights that are beginning to lift the Costa Concordia cruise ship from its side on that reef where it has been for well over a year. There's some fascinating pictures. Actually, Leslie Stahl did a piece, I think it was last week, on 60 Minutes, which I watched for a while. I found it fascinating. She was engineering, interviewing this engineer, Sergio Girato, who explained the operation, which began this morning. There were storms. They had to wait for the storms to get out of the region. They don't want to have anything get in the way of bringing this thing up. It's sort of a synchronized leverage system, so if you've seen the pictures of pulleys and counterweights and huge chains that are looped under the Costa Concordia to nudge the ship, because if they don't do it right, the ship will sink apparently right off. And this is one of the things that, you know, you look back at the history of this and what the captain thought. He thought he was still, even though close to shore, very close to shore, I think it's 400 yards offshore, is a very deep crevasse, a deep, really, the water goes down extraordinarily deeply, this close to basically what you got as a mountain range, and it drops off under the water. So he thought he was still in the deep water when he went that close to shore. And so they're worried that if they can't pick this thing up right, it'll slide and go down into this crevasse, and that'll be the end of it, and all the stuff that they've attached to it. So they're having to do something that has never been done before. So far, they've spent $400 million to get this thing up and get it out of there so that they can pull it someplace to have it junked. But can you imagine how much money?
Sink part of the ship and able to right it.
Yeah, right. It is just an amazing. It shows you the fascinating thing about this.
I'm seeing a figure of $800 million, Doug.
Well, it's $800 million by the time they haul it in. I think they've spent $400 million so far, Richie. Okay. That was the number that I saw. Anyway, so this thing has a 230-foot gash along the side of it. So the fact they're going to lift it up and get the water out that's in it, or at least to a point, so that they can keep it above the line of where the gash is, so they can tow it to, and I think it's got to go like 300 or 400 miles to the place where they're going to cut it up.
I was just wondering why they just don't cut it up where it's at.
I wondered that too, but
apparently they say they can't because of the noxious substances.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So they have to write it, tow it, then get all the chemicals out of it, then cut it up.
Yeah,
it's a real art, marine salvage.
Yeah,
truly. And those divers who go down there, you know, as a scuba diver, I watch what they do. It's like, oh my gosh.
I love these names,
guys,
Roberta.
Don't get paid enough.
All these Italians, Giovanni and Dolfi.
Well, a lot of crews, I think, are Dutch that are there.
It's an international.
Yeah.
It's a big international effort. But think about the insurance company about what this cruise line is having to deal with, in a sense. And so it brings us around to understanding sort of the plight in general of the cruise business, which is a story that we have posted at DougStephan.com today. Carnival is trying to bring people back around. They don't own the Costa Concordia, but they own a number of ships that last year were nothing but trouble. And the cruise season,
I don't know how Carnival stays in business.
Well, they're lousy anyway. I mean, I always thought that they were lousy. But it's a popular priced.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. Right, yeah. I was being positive about it.
It's cheap. What you pay for.
Popular price.
Right, and you do. Right. So if you're worried about booking a cruise on Carnival, because of the Carnival Legend last year, the Carnival Dream, the Carnival Triumph, the Carnival Splendor, all of them had some problems. And there are those who think you will maybe serve yourself well by not booking a Carnival cruise.
If you could see me now.
So now they have their great vacation guarantee that they hope will calm down those people who are afraid of booking with them. If a customer notifies the ship's guest services desk of their desire to end their cruise during the first 24 hours, the cruise will return all your money. all your money.
Really?
That's interesting.
That's
guarantee
gutsy.
Offers 10% on top of the full refund, free return air transportation from whatever the port of call is, free ground transportation, free hotel accommodations, and $100 shipboard credit for a future Carnival cruise. So this has got to be, this is, you know how much money we're talking
about. Wow.
How much money is involved in this?
How much damn business doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's it's the fine print. That's all in the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
So if it's day two or day three,
forget
when
it.
They run into trouble, oh well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Anyway, the story is at DougStefan.com. It's 13 before the hour. We'll check television news in a moment for you here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This fall, small business owners are finding unique ways to bring health and happiness to the workplace. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, almost 9 in 10 small business owners are taking steps to improve employee health and wellness. Though only one-third of small businesses offer health and wellness benefits, nearly half provide work-from-home options or flexible work hours. Additionally, about a third offer discounted company services or goods. Other popular perks include healthy snacks, massages, company sports teams, and community service opportunities. Small business expert Steve Strauss.
You don't have to be part of a larger company to offer your employees great perks. In our increasingly plugged-in world, employees appreciate flexible work options and having an opportunity to participate in social activities with colleagues. These unique benefits are cost-effective, they build a strong company culture, and increase company productivity. And all of that will help your business in the long run.
To learn more, visit about.bankofamerica.com. I'm Dan Merritt.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, Ben Abbott, this is the television report, by the way. Jennifer normally does this, a little help from me from time to time, so I'm happy to jump in when she's not here. Ben Affleck is producing and directing a new pilot for Fox called The Middleman. Set in the 1960s, revolves around the relationship between an FBI agent charged with taking down the Italian-American mafia and a confidential informant who's an Irish-American gangster. Sounds like Ben Affleck producing it. I'm smelling Whitey Bulger.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, the Boston native. Right.
Exactly. Let's see here.
Hey, are you excited for that new show, The Blacklist?
I don't know about it, Richie.
He was in the... never mind. Go
ahead. The Blacklist. I don't know the story.
Yeah.
All right, find it and then come back to it. Danny Glover is going to guest star in the new Ironside on NBC with Blair Underwood. He's going to play Frank Ironside, his father. I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, that is kind of cool. Lisa Edelstein, who was on House and has been in a number of dramas on TV, I think she's quite a good actress and kind of fetching, too, is going to be in a new series for Bravo called The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. This is an hour-long drama following the best-selling author of a self-help book series who's separated from her husband and is now dealing with life as a single woman in her 40s. That's something that I would watch. I'd be interested in that. How many people would be interested in that?
She's
right
good.
Now?
I like her. I'd watch
her
show.
Too.
And see.
Yeah, yeah. Barbara Walters says Katie Couric is not going to replace her, but you'll remember Barbara Walters said Elizabeth Hasselbeck wasn't going to leave The View. So how much credibility is there? I'm putting money on Katie Couric going in after Barbara Walters retires, because they got to keep paying her at ABC, and they're going to cancel her talk show because it hasn't done anything. She'd actually be pretty good in that role, I think.
Yeah, I think she'd work well there.
Right, the mature. Isn't that interesting, talking about Katie Couric as the mature member of the group? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important medical news of the week, brought to you by the folks who are bringing you the opportunity to whiten your teeth with power swabs. Ken will tell you how to do that in a few moments. Right now, though, time for us to look at children who can get the flu vaccine. You're on this again. It's that time of year again, I guess. So there is a new flu vaccine that helps children or protects them against three or four different strains. Ken, is that right?
Exactly, Doug. The CDC estimates that about 20,000 children younger than 5 years old are hospitalized every year because of complications from the flu. In the last flu season, 158 children's deaths were tied to the virus. Currently, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recommend that everyone 6 months old and older get vaccinated against the flu. With a new version of the flu vaccine that protects against four virus strains coming out this fall, in addition to the usual three-strain formula, both the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that, and the CDC, that kids get either one this year.
All right. According to a story that you have been following, depression may be worse when people are angry or irritable? I suppose maybe this is the chicken and the egg theory. Which comes first, anger, irritability, then depression, or depression, then anger, then irritability?
All of the above. Out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry this week, Doug, irritability and anger in people with major depression are associated with greater severity of depression, longer lasting depression, and other problems. Irritability and anger, they're also associated with poor impulse control, higher rates of lifetime substance abuse and anxiety disorder, more antisocial personality disorders, reduced life satisfaction, and a higher rate of bipolar disorder in relatives. So relax and be happy, even if you're depressed.
Mm-hmm. So depression and bipolar go together? Is that... yes, no, or which bipolarism would lead you to be depressed.
Well, bipolar is a separate entity where you have both mania and depression, and major depression is a separate entity where you don't have any mania.
What is mania?
It's the opposite of being depression. It's mania is being manic, where you think, you know, you're sitting on top of the world and you can do anything. You've been around manic people.
I have, in fact. You're right about that. Nearly 60% of uterine cancer cases may be preventable, according to the latest research.
Great news out of the American Institute for Cancer Research and World Cancer Research International. You can do something about this endometrial cancer. It's the most common cancer of the female reproductive system. Doug, about 50,000 new cases of endometrial cancer in America each year, more than ovarian cancer and cervical cancer combined. So regular physical activity and maintaining a healthy weight can prevent 3 of every 5 new cases of endometrial cancer in America. Drinking 1 cup of coffee a day can reduce a woman's risk of endometrial cancer by 7%, whether it's caffeinated or decaf. But on the other hand, eating lots of high glycemic index foods, such as sugary items and processed grains, increase cancer risk. So women who exercise, maintain healthy weight, and drink coffee daily can cut their risk of uterine cancer.
Research out this week shows a lack of estrogen, which is the female hormone, may cause men, as they get older, to gain weight and lose their sex drive.
There's a theory out this week that it also has to do with not enough estrogen, because in a man, some of the testosterone is made into estrogen, and that's kind of the theory. And I think this is ongoing, that we're only beginning to understand the role of estrogen in men. But it is a factor, and stay tuned. We'll learn more.
Then we'll keep that for a later discussion for this weekend. Ken and I are on together on the Good Day Weekend program. Join us every weekend, 52 weeks a year, brought to you in part by Power Swabs. All right, Ken, let's go quickly through why we want to use Power Swabs to clean up our teeth.
Doug, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven Power Swabs, the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs use naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too.
Risk-free trial, 800-865-7602. Whiten up your teeth with Power Swabs. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call now, 800-865-7602. 7602. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.